Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
As we move into the 11 o'clock hour here, it's Football Sunday, WEEI. I'm Christian Arakan. Mego's here. Shime time here as well. Thomas Crisafulli back there behind the glass. You can take your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We've been hearing from you in the first hour here today. If you'd like to jump in, you can certainly do that. We got a packed hour here as Tommy Kern's going to be joining the show at 11:30. We're going to hear about the inactives, who's playing, who isn't. Some question marks over the course of the week, although some of that I feel like got cleared up this morning. And, of course, we'll have Wiggy's Keys. Do we have Wiggy's Keys?
We sure do.
I shouldn't promise things
we definitely
when I don't know we have them. All right,
100%.
Wiggy,
I know for
Wiggy's
fact
Keys. He's very good, which we'll have later on in the hour. But right now, it is time for Chris Scheim to take it away with They Said It.
It's time for
playoffs. You kidding me?
I would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
I just hope we can win a game.
But they are who we thought they were.
They said it.
And we let them off the hook.
Football Sunday edition.
36 counter naked waggle at 7.
I'm just going to say it.
WEEI.
Well, there was a lot that was said in this week in football, and let's begin with your New England Patriots. Stephon Diggs, as Mego mentioned earlier, talked about not drinking the Kool-Aid. Here is one of the leaders in the locker room, Stephon Diggs.
No, hell no. I think the biggest thing is don't drink the Kool-Aid. Right now, obviously, they're going to say a lot of good things about you. And just the second quarter of the season, you know, you break it up in quarters. And don't buy into that. You know, like, you get distracted by how good they tell you you are. And you get to doing different things or not committed to the process how you were before. So I don't think it's not that kind of team. We're not that kind of team. I feel like we came in with the right mindset today, trying to get back on track. We feel like we left a lot of plays out there. You know, even me, I feel like I took a touchdown away from Pop, and I had some things going on out there. So trying to be better, and I'm back on the grind. You know, I just don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't get caught up in that. Just neither here nor there. We'll figure it out. You know, 10 more games right now.
I think it's important that the message is clearly coming from the top, from Mike Vrabel. It's being received, it's being echoed, and it doesn't feel hollow. Like, I thought it was kind of wild that he even took responsibility for taking away the touchdown on an invisible penalty call. so I just think Stephon Diggs has really kind of been more than anything you could have asked for as a leader in this locker room this year.
I agree. He seems to strike the right note week to week, and he makes himself available, which was something that for a couple weeks in training camp, we didn't see from him. So I think at the time people were kind of like, huh, like what type of Steph Diggs are we going to get? The type that you've gotten is awesome on the field and
everything
off the field.
Wanted.
And I think I've probably spoken enough on Football Sundays about how impressed I am with Stephon Diggs.
You love Steph Diggs.
I do. I do wonder, do you think that people, I'm not talking about Stephon Diggs, but do you think in general drink the Kool-Aid that, like, don't drink the Kool-Aid? Do you think people know that that has to do with Jonestown?
No, I mean, a certain generation probably doesn't, you know? Like, I think that's, like, a part of history that's not.
It's one
is
of
that,
those,
like, taught in school? Did you learn about Jonestown in school?
You don't learn about it in school.
I know what she's talking about.
But you know what it is, though, right? Yeah, with the Kool-Aid and all
the
that.
The cult.
I get the reference.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's like a reference become its own idiom that's jumped away from something that before.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. You can't say it's too soon anymore to make Jonestown jokes.
I'm not making a joke. I'm genuinely asking.
Well, talking about drinking the Kool-Aid, I mean, that's sort of what that is, right?
Well, that's where it comes from.
Right, yeah, sure. But anyway, I think one thing I really
like... A lot of our idioms come from weird places,
it is true. One thing about Steph Diggs that I liked in that clip was how he referenced that terrible call.
Oh, it's so bad.
The Pop Douglas call. And he did it in a way that, like, he was being... Like, he's taking the high road,
yeah,
right? So, like, he's being apologetic. Oh, I took a touchdown away from Pop Douglas. But it also gave everyone the opportunity to be like, no, you didn't. Like, that was a terrible call. You're right. Hey, you know what? You should have had another score there. And bring that back up and put it in everyone's mind in a way that makes him look like the good guy. You know? Like, he's very good at that sort of thing.
Very
he
much does, so.
He's got a good way of doing it. He's a veteran in the league. He's talking to the media a lot.
He's, like, twisting it around for himself?
No, I don't think he's twisting anything. I think he's delivering, saying it in a way that is makes himself look good. You know, like, that's basically it. He's good at doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's good at sort of bringing those things up and kind of tweaking those things. And by the way, I mean, while we're on the subject, the officiating in this league this year.
What the hell was that last week?
I mean,
so bad.
I don't like to bitch about refs because I don't think it's very compelling, but this year in particular, it seems as though all across the league, not just with the Patriots, but all across the league, these type of calls that are just undefensible, you know,
it comes off way less bitchy because it's not like you're talking about it as the reason you lost.
Right.
You're just talking about it in general across the league. It's just been downright atrocious. I don't know what. Normally the NFL has like sticking points, right? They're like, all right, we're going to call a lot of offensive holding, especially early in the season. And they tell you that ahead of time. This year, Vrabel has complained about it on our show. They're not even communicating with the guys on the line of scrimmage to line up appropriately.
Which is a totally reasonable thing to get huffy about if you're Mike Vrabel. But I also do wonder how much we're starting to jump onto something that Vrabel is not shy of talking about, which is
the officiating.
No, but it even
happened in the Jaguars game was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Travis Hunter lined up inappropriately.
And said he checked with the ref.
Yeah, he checked with the ref, and then Brian Thomas goes and scores the touchdown. Nope, flag on Travis Hunter. Like, it's happening across the league. It's not just here, and I think that's why it's not like we're taking
what he said. Right, but Mike Vrabel also isn't afraid to talk about it here.
Sure.
I mean, the other week, he didn't want to talk about anything from the Bills game except for officiating, which then he went on and talked about for 5 minutes. Like,
that's true.
It's a point that he is sending a message about, and I think we are absorbing that message, whether subconsciously or not, of, wow, it's really bad. Last week was especially bad. Yeah, that was a horrendous display of officiating.
And the week before was Hockley. Like, he's always bad. He's always been bad. I also think, too, though, like, I understand what you're saying, that like Vrabel's basically putting a bug in our ear. We're like, yeah, you're right. The officiating has been bad. But I think, like, to his point, the one thing in particular is the lack of communication on the line of scrimmage is insane. It's never happened before in the NFL. Like, from when Wiggy's played, even before that till now, like, you communicate with the ref, hey, am I good? Yeah, you're good, no worries. And then no flag's going to get thrown.
I just like that you set the definition of the beginning of the NFL as when Wiggy played.
No,
when the Patriots dynasty was born.
Before they wore helmets and no
pads.
Before
that, there was
nothing. Early 2000s, even before that.
All the way back, all the way back to when Wiggy
played. I don't care about anything that happened before
2000. The whole team was made up of railroad workers, and that was the NFL.
It doesn't matter what happened before 2000.
All right, what else we got here, Sean?
Well, let's go next to a former New England Patriots quarterback, Brian Hoyer, talking about the MVP race in the NFL. Here he was.
I know this is like people get caught up on like, what did people do last year, former MVPs, all of that stuff. The reality is, I think it's a two-man race right now. Now, look, there's a lot of football to go and be played, and I would say Baker Mayfield is in the lead, and Drake May is right behind him.
Yeah, I would strongly disagree. I am the biggest Drake May guy there is. Everybody knows that. Patrick Mahomes is in the MVP conversation. What he's doing with that Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, he's playing the quarterback position as good as arguably he's like ever played it since his first full year starting in the league. I think he's going to be in that conversation. Josh Allen's always going to be in the conversation.
Mahomes is the odds-on favorite right now.
Yeah, I'm not shocked, because if Kansas City doesn't lose another game the rest of the season, you want to know who the MVP is? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
FanDuel has it right now. Mahomes plus 200, Allen plus 300, Baker plus 350. Drake May plus 1,000.
Yeah, 10-1 seems about right now.
It's
like
juicy.
It seems about right. But
buying opportunity.
I think so. Well,
it's been a buying opportunity for you all year.
I don't think it's a buying opportunity now. It was a buying opportunity when it was like 30-1 2 weeks ago. That's when it was a buying opportunity. But now
I don't think it's. And I don't. I don't think he should be in the MVP conversation yet.
I think that's fair. Like, I get it.
He shouldn't be in it at all?
Right now, no.
Why not? The numbers are there and the team's good.
Because my own belief is that it's not sustainable. Like, if you think
right,
that he's going to play
the
this
odds
way.
Odds are for right now, this week right here.
But, like, if the season ended right now, he'd almost have a podium finish, right? Like, he'd
I
be just
so.
Off. He'd be number four.
We're in week seven, though.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's not like we're having this conversation in week 12
I understand,
or 15.
But if you're projecting out, yeah, you don't think he's going to be in the MVP conversation. But as of right now, through 6 weeks, you have to say that, like, he's been playing the quarterback position as good as almost anybody in football.
Yeah, and when they set the odds like this, they're not necessarily saying this guy is the MVP.
Correct.
They're saying we want to get action on it, and we know that everyone's all horny for Drake May right now.
Or they don't want to get screwed by making the Mahomes number too low, so they make it really high.
Right, yeah, or something like that. I mean, there's more to it than just who do they think the best player is. But, yeah, I think
exactly.
May is going to stay in this conversation. If he keeps playing well, he's going to stay in this conversation.
100%. Another game that's happening today outside of the New England Patriots is the Washington Commanders and Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if you guys remember last year there was a crazy incident where the Dallas Cowboys were getting shellacked in a game, and CeeDee Lamb dropped a touchdown pass because the sun was in his eyes. Jerry Jones has asked about this a ton, and he told us about how you can predict where the sun's going to be about a year in advance, which is not necessarily true. You can predict it much farther in advance. Well, Brian Schottenheimer was asked about it because it's the first time Dallas is playing at home in the 4 o'clock window. Here is what Skybox Shotty had to say about the sun.
Well, you know, I've been here for a little while. I've heard about it. You know, hey, look, we really do. I mean, you know, if you guys could see the process and plan that we have in place to figure it out. I mean, we have satellite imaging. We have pictures of the sun when it's coming down. And so there's a big plan and a process. But I think when you look historically at what's happened, it really hasn't affected many situations. We plan for it. The opponents plan for it. But at the end of the day, it's something that we're aware of. And it's very beautiful. It's majestic almost when the sun comes through there.
They have satellite imaging, and it's beautiful and majestic.
This is so stupid and
so dumb.
Indicative of what a joke the Cowboys are and should be for the rest of the season.
We also have, I believe, Jerry Jones was asked that same question, and here's what he had to say.
Shut up about the sun. Shut up about the sun.
So there you go. You know who I really like on Washington? Luke McCaffrey.
I really
like watching it. He's really good. Like, I know he's scored
gonna
a bunch of touchdowns
lately. Going to get a big
opportunity
this week.
But, yeah, he's been he's a guy to, like, look for, like, an anytime touchdown or a first touchdown type of guy. Like, he's been, for the last 3 weeks anyway, I feel like he scores every week. So, guy to keep
Especially
an eye on there.
Especially with Terry out.
Yeah, of
yeah,
course.
Tough.
With
Debo out.
That's too bad. But we'll see. We'll see how that game goes. We'll have more of that later on in the degenerate gambling segment.
Yes, we will.
Anything else here, Sean?
Yeah, one last one for you here, Arcand. He lost again on Friday night, Bill Belichick. There was some major audio that came out thanks to Pablo Torre. It was a hot mic situation with Belichick and Jordan and Matt Patricia when they were at Underdog doing the coach show. Here was some of that audio, and we can kind of react to that.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, they'll
100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I just, there's way more of this too. It's like 4 minutes long, and they do some like cutesy whispering back and forth to each other, ripping the Underdog employees.
Oh, yeah.
How do we feel about all this that came out this week?
I think it's salacious because it's a hot mic and people love hearing that. There's not a lot of substance to it. Like, none of it surprises. Should surprise anybody.
That's the thing. I wasn't particularly taken aback by all of this. Like, I already knew that they're a-hole. Like, I already know that they're obnoxious and that she's obnoxious. I just felt bad for the other people working there. It's like they're all trying to get their stuff done. They're going up to Bill. They're giving them stuff.
And they're like, just, like, ripping
the
Underdog.
Here's Jordan, and she's like, well, does it have to be red zone? What about that? It's like,
I can do this.
Like, go away. Like, why are you even here?
I could do this in Adobe Photoshop in like 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And their website. That's a great website, by the way. It looks like an old MySpace page. But yeah, I felt bad for like the other people who were working there. Because if you work with Bill now, you have to be a part of this thing. You have to sit there and get talked to by this person. Who
well, my thing
anything.
Is like, if he gets canned from UNC, who's going to want to work with him?
Right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Especially now in the media, too,
Portnoy,
you know.
Portnoy
yeah, you don't think he could go to Barstool?
Okay, yeah. And
him and Jordan will both go to Barstool, I bet.
Good for
she'll
them.
Have her own, like, she'll be the new Jenna Marbles. Remember Jenna Marbles?
Oh
like, that'll
God,
be Jordan.
Like 20
yeah.
years ago.
I know, that was a real blast from the past there. But, yeah, like, that's, I could see that happening for sure.
Yeah, maybe. It's just, like, I don't think a lot of, anybody else, like, outside of that would have, want nothing to do with him. Like, this is just, it's kind of, like, dumb. It's stupid. I don't understand. Like, what? Why are you being such a D-bag to the employees that are trying to help you with the show? Like, they're like, yeah, we couldn't. They just gave us everybody who does stuff on other shows and doesn't actually know how to do anything. Like, it's like, what are we doing? Like, why are you just ripping the people that are trying to help you put on your show?
This side of stuff I'm a little bit less interested in. Like, the parts that have come out or information that's come out about what he's actually doing, interacting or not interacting with the kids at UNC, to me, that's more
worse,
interesting right? in a very bad way. But I'm like, oh, that holds real weight to me about like who Belichick is. But like bitching about the graphics from Underdog, I don't really care that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I don't either. I do think, though, it's indicative of the fact that this is a guy and a, you know, team of people that don't treat their collaborators very well.
No,
and you know that because that's why Underdog released all that stuff in the first place.
100%.
That's why they gave it to Pablo Torre, because they're like, bleep this guy and bleep her and all them. Like, screw them. Here, listen to this. What do you think of this Pablo Torre? Which, by the way, Pablo Torre, I like him, but I don't know. I feel like he's grasping
good for
a little
him,
bit.
Dude.
He's reaching a little bit
hey,
here.
He's working.
Seizing the moment.
I thought when he was at the Airbnb walking out the door, I was like, well, this is, at least you know where the video came from. Like, because I did want to know where that video came from, but he's in there, like, sleeping in the Airbnb. I'm like, all right, man. you're doing a little too much here, I think.
Good for him.
But, yeah, hey, it's working for him. The Kawhi Leonard thing didn't really go anywhere, right? Didn't he blow the lid off?
Oh, that's right.
Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers, and now that's all gone. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I appreciate investigative journalism, but this one fell a little flat for me, I thought.
All right.
You know, so there you go. Anyway,
that'll do it for They Said It this week, Arcand.
That is They Said It. That is Chris Scheim. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we will hear from Tom E. Kern. He joins the show. We'll have your inactives as well. That's getting announced at 11:30, and it's all coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tommy Curran there talking with the guys in WEEI Afternoons. This is Football Sunday here. I'm Christian Arkin. Mego's here. Shime's here. We're going to talk with Tommy Curran in about 5 minutes when he joins us. We'll also get the inactives for the day. See who's playing, see who is not playing. Diggs had some issues this week. Harold Landry missed the entire practice. Both of them were there on Friday, though. Am I correct there? Or did I screw that up?
So Diggs is questionable.
Okay.
With a chest injury.
But he was a full participant on Friday, right? Weren't they all full participants?
I don't know if Diggs was limited on Friday, but I would say that I would be shocked if he doesn't play today.
Okay.
If he's inactive today, that would really, really surprise me.
Okay, Friday, Diggs, full participant, Hawkins was limited, Landry was full, Charles Woods, DMP, everybody else, Barmore, Gonzalez, Jennings, Mapu, Moses, Keon White, all full participants. So you should have a pretty clean bill of health this week, I would think, unless there's some big surprise, and we'll find out if there is. But for the most part, I mean, Gonzalez missed a month, but other than that, this team health-wise has had a very charmed season. I mean, You only really see, like, Caden Wallace and Tommy DeVito and, like, a couple other no-names on the, no offense, but, like,
you're right.
On the inactive list every week. I mean, it's been pretty good. Like this team
they were without. Are you talking about the team or the offense?
I'm talking about the team in general.
They were without Gonzalez for.
I just said I know Gonzalez missed a month, but outside of Gonzalez,
outside of one of your best two players,
sure,
or three players maybe.
But like when you look at the 49ers,
the 49ers, like they continue to have some kind of curse.
Yeah, the Chargers have lost a bunch of guys. Your team's without three receivers. Like
this is
teams across the NFL are suffering from a ton of
injuries. But at the same time, when we sit here, we go like, oh, what's up with the passing game? And is it just like the pass rush or lack thereof? Or is it coverage? Like Gonzalez is an important piece.
I think he's one of the most important pieces.
I don't think we can ignore that, especially when last week we're like, whoa, Gonzalez is down on the lower field and being limited again.
I didn't ignore it. I said outside of Gonzalez, they've been I believe it because of the volume of injuries.
To stop talking about Christian Gonzalez's injury and the impact that it had on the early games.
Has
a
massive impact. I agree.
And he was a full participant all week long. He wasn't limited any day this week. He was good to go the whole week. And he looked fine last week against the Saints, I thought, too. I only saw that one play that he got beat on was that Brandon Cooks play, which, by the way, I thought was going to be the beginning of the end. When I saw Brandon Cooks pull down a pass and realize, number one, he's still in the league.
Yeah,
I had no idea he even still played. And then I was like, oh, God, if Cooks is out there picking up first downs, they're going to go down the field and score. And they didn't. And that was the only time I saw Gonzalez get beat in that whole game.
Yeah, I think that's a fair read of the situation. If you were going to panic in the second half,
I think that
was the right time. But you're right. Look, the major injuries that could occur, I think one area that we talked about last week that continues to really, really help out your entire offense is the health of the offensive line. And that's an area where you kind of just, as you go through the season, expect one of those big guys to go down for a game or two.
Right.
You had Jared Wilson out for one game. And other than that, you have these guys playing complete games.
Yeah.
And we thought about Morgan Moses not even completing practices in training camp and saying, like, well, how much of that is maintenance and how much of that is him coming off of an injury the year before? We're only now getting into 7 weeks in, but you do have to feel like they managed a lot of these guys the right way through the summer because of how much they're able to play in the fall.
Especially when you look back at last season and the amount of different combinations you had on the offensive line, that's where it became an issue in having continuity. This year, you got the same five guys out there, as Mego pointed out, all but one game, and it was just Jared Wilson that missed. Like, that continuity is huge for the growth of the rookies, and on top of it, just the play of the offensive line. And to their credit, they've been way better, especially in the pass game, than I thought they would be before the season. Like, everybody across the line has been better than I expected them to be.
Yeah, no question about it. I think it's been a huge, huge deal, and it's something that Mike Vrabel emphasized when he was building the team. He said, I want to build this team from the inside out. I care about the trenches. He went out and spent a ton of money on Milton Williams. You know, Jeffrey Simmons is a guy out there in Tennessee
yep.
that was a big part of his defense. The offensive line has been head and shoulders better than I thought they would be. I mean, with all those rookies and just, you know, the guys that they were bringing back and, you know, some of these people that they brought in, I just was like, is this going to be any different? And there were people talking about that. Is this even, you know, is it any better than last year? Could it even be worse than last year? It's been so much better. And Drake May has really benefited from that, and he's made them look better too.
Agreed.
And that's another part. Like, we all remember Brady making the receivers and the offensive line and everybody just look better. I think that May is starting to do that here in these last couple of weeks. And for more on that, let's go to the phones right now and talk to our good friend, NBC Sports Boston's insider extraordinaire. That, of course, would be Tom E. Kern, who joins us here on Football Sunday. Mr. Kern, how are we doing today?
Chris, what's going on? I'm great.
It's great to hear from you. Great to talk with you, as always. And I want to open things up here by talking about the homecoming of Mike Vrabel to Tennessee and the fact that last week, Tom, we had a lot of conversations about potential trap games, overlooking this Saints team. I feel like those conversations have been largely absent here when talking about the Tennessee Titans.
Sure, and it would probably be a reasonable conversation to have. There's a couple of reasons, obviously, the most glaring one being Vrabel's connection to Tennessee and having been fired, you know, less than 2 years ago. And I think that when people get fired, and Mike gave a little bit of a voice to that this week, they're not just moving on from a job publicly. Their family's uprooted. There's a level of humiliation and uncertainty. And then you have to go to Cleveland, and where's your family going to live? And you think you've done a good job, but the machinations higher up resulted in your firing. So That stuff will hurt. And I think that Mike has been open about it, to at least explain, certainly on Wednesday, that it's hard. And it makes you investigate whether or not you want to continue in the job. And he said that he does. And it's a hard job to enjoy. So his outward messaging on it has made it hard to overlook. And I do think, too, that the players are going to be motivated, because he has more than met them halfway as players and instilled, as you guys were talking about at the top of the hour, a culture that has made it easy to play for him. So do him a solid. Beat the hell out of Tennessee.
I'm going to dive right into the deep end here, Tommy, because we have been talking about the run game and lack thereof. How much of that struggle do you think the play calling accounts for issues in the run game?
I just don't think that they can get into any kind of a groove. And I do have always thought that Josh, especially when Brady was here, they would spend so much time testing the water, if we want to stay with the pool metaphor.
Yes.
Remember how badly they would do in some first quarters and second quarters, how long it would take them to get going? And I felt that that was because they would want to gather information and intel on the first couple of drives and then decide what they were going to do. I don't know if that's part of it, but I do remember when in the Brady years, when he and Josh were together, for as great as they were, I just, come on, will you get into the game plan, start doing something instead of gathering data for a quarter and a half. So that could be it. And I do think that could be it. I think the play calling is such that last week would be a good example. There were two carries for Travion Henderson in the first half, and he ended with 9. And I said at halftime, as we're sitting there doing our halftime live on NBC Sports Boston, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they come out in the second half after having an explosive first half and say, well, we got to get some run game going here. And that's what they did throughout the second half. So I don't know exactly how much the play calling has to do with it in the end. May, I think, is adept at audibling out of plays that are bad. So I can't say that the play calls are necessarily to blame. I think it's kind of the players. I really do think it's the players, because you should be able to get out of a bad play if it's doomed. So I would put it more on the players, but the coaching staff has to show a greater inclination to just run the hell out of it too.
Tom, you brought up Drake May. He's been mentioned now by people like Brian Hoyer in the MVP conversation, and he is on an unreal heater now for the last few games. How long do you expect that heater to last, and will he actually be an MVP candidate, not necessarily MVP winner, but a candidate come the end of the season?
he is a candidate. He's a candidate. And the interesting thing about the MVP voting now, when it changed last year, is they don't do a winner-take-all anymore. Mm-hmm. We rank five. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each vote is weighted. So if we were to do that now, I'm sure that Drake May would certainly get plenty of fifth-place votes, maybe some thirds, because to me, MVP has always been about team improvement and the value of the player. And the Patriots are bereft of high-end, talented players on their offense, really. So May would be the number one reason that they would be, you know, looked at as a team turnaround easily. As for how long I expect it to last, I have no idea. It's an impossible question to answer. I have yet to see anything that any team has done this year to make him play poorly. And the interesting thing is, earlier this year when we went back and forth, Chris, about May's dark side,
yep.
You remember I was mentioning at that time the flaw that May has is not physical, not anything to do with what defenses present him, but his own poise, calm, stability. So as a result of that, I don't know what defenses can do now that he's pretty relaxed.
Yeah, and I think to that point, Tom, like you saw it last week against the Saints, right? They get the flag on the deep ball to Pop Douglas that was a phantom OPI call, comes back and doesn't matter. They just still march right down the field. And in maybe last season, it feels like in that situation, he would have come out, tried to get it all right back anyways, and thrown a pick.
Yeah, I mean, the third down conversions he's had have been really a huge, whether it's the booty back shoulder throw against Buffalo, or no, that was last week, or the Mac Hollins conversion on a 3rd and 11, even to, you know, the only time he's looked kind of shaky-ish in the last 4 weeks, I don't know if that includes Pittsburgh, it might, either way, was maybe the second quarter of the Buffalo game when he was a little jumpy. Mm-hmm. And he weathered it, and he came out and he had a 13-for-14 second half. So now that he has seemingly conquered for a long stretch his ability to get too amped up, then that's – I don't know how long it's going to last. It could be forever, Chris.
Oh, Tom, you're talking dirty to me now. Come on now.
Careful. We'll be able to stand up over there. We're talking with Tommy Kern, NBC Sports Boston. We do have the inactives. They just were announced. It looks like this. Jalen Hawkins out. Charles Woods. Anthony Jennings. Eric Gregory. Caden Wallace and your emergency quarterback, Tommy DeVito. I know this week that Steph Diggs was limited and Harold Landry missed a practice. Seems like they're going to be ready to go. Do we have any idea of what percent of we're going to get of those guys or if they're going to be on any kind of snap counts today?
I'm with you, but we'll see what happens when they get out there. I mean, we don't get a chance to watch a hell of a lot of practice, and those, especially Landry, has been managed throughout the year by Vrabel. So I think they should beat the hell out of this team, regardless if you have full Diggs, full Landry, whoever. They're just a bad team. Mm-hmm. And that might be famous last words, but I don't see them getting the necessary bump from the new head coach that some teams get, because I don't think that they're a dysfunctional team. They're just a horrible one. So sometimes a coach gets, you know, taken out. The next thing you know, the player's like, oh, okay, now we can play free and easy and really perform. I don't think Brian Callahan was holding them back.
Yeah, probably not. They do have a rookie quarterback there in Cam Ward. They beat the Patriots last year with Mason Rudolph. Is Cam Ward ready for prime time, or is he a product of that bad team and bad ecosystem?
Few things have shown me that he is ready for prime time, including the 55% completion rate and the, I think, 70-odd percent, and that might be high, quarterback rating. They got 5 touchdowns. The team has 5. Count them, 5 touchdowns on the season. And that's not Cam Ward responsible. That's the total team. So I don't think that he is on the cusp of a breakout, and I think he is one of those quarterbacks that ended up going first overall because the team said, well, what are we going to do? It's first overall. What if he's good? We can't pass up on him. If he ends up being good, you know, we're going to look like morons. So let's take Cam Ward. And in about 3 years, they're going to be back in the draft taking another quarterback.
Tom, for the Patriots defense, why is there such a disparity between the success of their run defense and the lack of success from their defense of the passing game?
I was listening to that, too. And I thought that I think they still have some hangover from, as you guys were discussing it, I was listening to it. I think they still have some hangover statistically from the first two games of the year. And it's going to stick with you for a while. I think, for instance, like, look at their tackling. It was abhorrent in the first couple weeks of the season. Now it's phenomenal, and it has been phenomenal now that they're one of the best tackling teams in the league. If you're, you know, Spencer Rattler threw for 220, and I don't think he had a turnover last week, correct? They didn't force anything, but he got the ball out so quick, and they were such nominal gains in a lot of instances for them that it was something they would deal with. So I don't think their pass defense has been bad enough to warrant any alarm bells to me. And I think a lot of it has to do with the pass rush, and they have to be wary of a pass rush now. And that's why you see teams like Spencer Rattler. Okay, you threw for 222. You got the ball out quick. You didn't get sacked. You didn't generate much because you were quick to get the ball out. You didn't have anything down the field, no explosive plays.
All right, Tommy, before we let you go, a lot of sharp money came in on Tennessee overnight. The line moved to 6.5. Was that a mistake?
I would guess. If I knew for sure, I would probably be retired right now with a big old stogie floating on my back.
Me too, man.
But they should get absolutely annihilated. You know, unless the Patriots are, you know, feeling themselves in one way or another. It's their third straight game on the road. But I just think that they would love to bludgeon them. So, sharps or no sharps, I think it's going to be 32-1.
32-1. All right.
Yeah.
One, they have to forfeit to get one, right? So I don't know how they get the 32, but either way.
I think there is a way to get one now. I think it's returning
An extra point.
A 2-point conversion.
Oh, on like a pick. Yeah, 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 right. Okay, so 32 to 1. That would be a scoregami, I think. Tommy Kern, great to talk with you as always, sir. We look forward to watching you today.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
All right.
Thanks,
that's Tommy Kern. You can check him out on the pregame, postgame, and halftime show over there on NBC Sports Boston before, after, and during Patriots and Titans today. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Your inactives are out. All that's left to do this hour is hear from the man himself, Wiggy's Keys, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here, Football Sunday, WEEI. Christian Arakan, Meg O'Shime here as well. We're going to hear from Wiggy in just a minute, but that was in last year's game against the Titans. And until, I don't know, the overtime, that was when he threw the ball away in the game-ending interception. That was a play that even after the interception, people were talking about, like, yeah, okay, this is a young, raw quarterback who's in a bad situation with a bad team and a bad coach and a bad offense and blah, 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 blah. But did you see that play at the end of the regulates? Like, did you see what he did there? 12 seconds after the snap, he's running all around, hits somebody, scores the touchdown. That was the first glimpse I think we all really got of what Drake May could be.
Yeah, that was the first moment people were like, oh, he can play. Like, he's got some of that kind of just improvisational magic that you've seen. And, you know, it's silly to compare him to guys like Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. But, like, that's kind of what it was. It was one of those moments. You know, a lot of it immediately came back when he threw the interception in overtime, which was brutal. But, you know, since then, he's gotten so much better. Like, it's just, it is night and day now to see where he was then to where he is now heading into this Tennessee game, I think.
And you said it there with what he did, the play after that play with the interception, or what he did in terms of impactful plays. And that's not the guy we've seen this year.
No.
Like, in a great way. I don't want to sit here and jinx the kid.
No,
but he's,
you're right.
I know, Shime, that you have said on air that you don't care about interceptions from Drake May. I care about interceptions.
And he's only thrown two this year.
Turnovers matter. Yep. And he's been really surprising in that way.
And I think, too, if you go back to it, right, if Mike Vrabel was the coach of the Patriots in that moment, he goes for two there. And you may not even get the Drake
May
interception.
Good point. Yeah, right.
Like,
and that
you
was,
may
that
win
was
or lose the game
the time,
in that moment. And I think, like, that was, to me, the biggest mistake was kicking the extra point. Like, you had all the momentum. Just go for the win. Like, that, your team stinks anyways. Go try to get the win. And instead they kick the extra point, go in overtime, and unfortunately throws the pick. So, like, I think if Vrabel's the coach there, you just go for two, and that pick may never happen.
Yeah, great point. Drake May right now is on pace for 4,312 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions, which is...
That would be...
I mean, that's MVP caliber stuff right there. I mean, it is. Also, not to mention the 400-something yards rushing on the ground he's on pace for, too. With that being said, let's get to it right now. It's time to hear from Coach Wiggy.
It's hard for me to be wrong. This is what I would have did.
Wiggy's Keys.
I keep calling him Coach Wiggy. I got to stop doing that. But,
he's still coach.
He's a forever coach.
He's still the guy. He'll always be coach to me. Anyway, let's get to key number one here, Thomas.
Yo, what up? Your boy Wiggy here with my keys today. All right, key number one. You got to get this running game going. I don't know who the guy's going to be. I'd like to see it be Travion Henderson, but I feel like they're going to keep feeding Ramondre Stevenson. But you got to get this run game going.
Okay, I think that they don't have a lot of choices when it comes to that. I mean, you do have Terrell Jennings, and there's somebody else on the practice squad, too. I was just looking this up. Jayshon Corbin?
That's the kid they picked up a week or so ago.
Okay,
yeah.
And he's still there. I mean, he's still no one plucked him off the squad, so you still got him. I don't think he's active today, though.
No.
So your three guys are Stevenson, Henderson, and Terrell Jennings. We know with Stevenson in particular, I mean, last week was kind of tragic for him.
Yeah.
He was averaging less than 2 yards per carry, and you guys are right. I mean, he was just so worried about fumbling that he couldn't really function. Travion Henderson, I like the potential there, but he goes down when he gets hit by a stiff breeze, and I don't know anything about Terrell Jennings, so I just feel like getting the run game going is a nice idea, but the defense is going to have to give it to him, first of all. They've been facing more sets with extra guys in the box than any other team this year, which I'd imagine is going to change. But even if that changes, can these guys capitalize on it?
Yeah, I think Tom was right. We played the clip before he came on. Like, You just got to get Travion Henderson, give him 7, 8, 9 carries in a row and allow him to figure his stuff out. Like, he needs to understand and acclimate to the NFL level. He needs to see the field. He has to understand how quickly those linebackers are going to fill the gaps or not, and be able to judge it for himself and learn and grow and just kind of come up to speed. And when you only give him 2 carries in the first half, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, with Travion, I think it's one of those things where he's so young and the only way forward is through.
Yeah.
And that's,
pound the rock.
Yeah, I think that he just needs the more experience, and it might not look pretty and it might not be extremely productive, but maybe long term, for if you want to be able to run the ball in December, now is the time when you have to start figuring it out.
Well, my thing too, if you look even at the Raiders with Ashton Jeanty, the first couple weeks people were like, wow, is this guy a bust?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 135 yard
awesome.
Game
yeah.
because you were giving him the ball 15, 20 times a game, and eventually he's like, all right, I'm good now. I understand it now, and he goes and rips it off.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rookie running backs who are making big impacts right now. Before we move on from this question, the offensive line has done a very nice job of protecting Drake May, but an equally not great job of blocking for the run game. It seems unusual to me. Because you run block, you just go out and mash the guy in front of you, but they're not doing that.
Especially because at the beginning of the season, we thought that it would be opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, again, Christian, you brought it up earlier, it may just be because the quarterback is covering a lot of deficits in the pass game. Like, the sack percentage is the same. I don't think a lot of those sacks are necessarily on the offensive line. I think a handful of those sacks were on Drake taking his eyes off the downfield and kind of just tucking the ball.
Whoa.
I said it. Yeah. It happened in the Buffalo game. There were like 2 sacks that were definitely
somehow
Drake May
Josh
sacks.
McDaniel's fault, but it was Drake May sacks.
Nope, yeah. They were Drake May sacks. It was his fault. Took his eyes off the downfield, kind of just tucked it, didn't want to turn it over, which is fine. Like, that's okay. So
careful.
I think the offensive
Drake
line.
Drake hear this.
Stop.
He might not.
Trust me, I hope he hears everything else I've said about
him. We got
him.
2 more keys to go here, guys. Let's get to number 2.
Number 2, my key, and I love to have this every single week. I want to make sure you're putting pressure on Cam Ward, especially with your defensive front four, because if you can create problems with your front four, you can really disguise some things and make it very difficult for him.
Okay. Ted Johnson, who's not here today, he's out sick, but in the show email, in our show document, he said he had all his stats and data, and then he didn't actually put it in there, so I don't know what they are, but about how the pass rush actually hasn't been that good. I think you can just look at the numbers and see it hasn't been that good.
Yeah.
I thought they did a decent job of making Allen uncomfortable and chasing him around, but they didn't really get to him, and they definitely didn't get to Rattler much last week. Cam Ward, they should be able to sack. He gets sacked all the time. Like, he's getting sacked every other snap, it seems like. And he is a rookie, and you can sort of, mess a kid up like that, obviously. But is this pass rush even capable of doing that?
I think so. Like, I think, especially with Cam Ward, I think Rattler gets it. I think he understands how to play the position. I don't know how good he is, but I think he at least, like, he'll be a career backup at minimum in the NFL. I don't, at least right now, I don't know exactly what Cam Ward is. He holds the ball forever. It's very kind of Justin Fieldsy, where it's like he's just holding onto the ball for like 5 seconds, doesn't know what he wants to do with it, is kind of panicking. And so if you don't get to him, that's a major issue.
I think this is where one of the biggest mysteries of the season so far is what happened to the role of Keon White.
Yeah.
Where I thought maybe he would be somebody who could finally be the kind of like specialist in pass rush that he seems to want to be and has been vocal about that. Mm-hmm. But it just, for whatever reason, the opportunities haven't been there. It's clearly something that doesn't make sense in practice during the week. But I wonder if maybe there's an opportunity there at all.
Top 5 quarterbacks who have been sacked the most: Drake May, Jalen Hurts, and Geno Smith are all tied at 18. Justin Fields is 2nd with 19. Number 1, Cam Ward, been sacked 25 times.
Yeah, that's
for
insane.
A lot of loss.
Yeah.
Like almost 200 yards.
198 yards. Holy
that's
smokes.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
all right.
Like May's only been sacked 18 for 55.
Yeah, it's
that's pretty
crazy.
Good. That's much better considering.
Well,
all
and
right.
A lot of those sacks too are him running out of bounds like at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, true. All right, 3rd key.
And key number 3 is let's see Drake May cook again, especially in that passing game. Allow him to do what he's been doing all year long and going out there and spreading the wealth around. Those are my keys.
All right. We haven't had a let Drake cook key in a while. I mean, I've been waiting for that one. So we'll be coming with it in week 7 here. There you go. I think we all agree on that one. And since we're out of time here for this segment, let's go ahead and take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.